K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer returns for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, daily edition, part of the Pearl Project Podcast, K-State Athletics, K-State Wildcats here in Manhattan, Kansas, which yours truly is living here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's me, Eddie Greer, here on this another beautiful evening here. Nice weather here. For winter here in the second full week of February here, February 8th, 2022, back to the hard floor, individual. We did not do this last. Well, I did not do this last week. There were some individual highlight performances. I know for a fact Jalen Glenn was one of them from last week. She earned her award last week, and so did this guy, Nigel Pack, and he did it again. For the second straight week, Nigel Pack, once again, player of the week for the Big 12, back-to-back weeks, and of course, and oh, by the way, both teams will be playing Baylor, this week, huge game. So Wednesday is going to be huge. There's going to be a basketball, obviously, we'll recap basketball there. I haven't even been touched down on that, obviously, with, of course, K-State. Huge win over TCU on the men's side. And, of course, the ladies holding off the Red Raiders at home. So, but, yeah, I haven't even talked about that. Flipping over to just, this is focused on the men's side here for the rest of the podcast. Yeah, that huge win for the Wildcats. I think that was right there, their best performance up until this point. I mean, they went in there on a mission and really held down the TCU team, who've been underrated from our standpoints. I know we talked about it on the recent edition of the weekly edition of Triple P. So to go in that place and to outplay that team was pretty good. They should have really swept that team because we should have won that first game. But of course, we all know what happened there. Don't need to rehash that, but yeah, TCU, you had to go in there to keep any small hopes alive. This to be in the conversation, to get it, to steal a spot, maybe for the NCAA tournament, which still is kind of, in my opinion, a long shot. You had to go out there, you had to go there and down there to win that game. So you did it, and now you have a chance really to really get back in it if you can knock off a Baylor team that's kind of going in the other direction a little bit. And yes, they played sloppy. They played very ugly basketball in Waco. Really over, I think it was recently. So they got a chance to go home and really put the pressure on them. I really think that Baylor, they're really inconsistent on the road. You can jump on them. In case they can jump on like they did KU and actually hold serve. K-State needs to hold serve. They need to come here. I think it's a Wednesday night game. I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, so it's a Baylor night for the K-State basketball teams, which I will do a full recap on both sides. I've been putting both of them together, which is kind of easier on that front for me. So there's just a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, a huge night tomorrow night, obviously, for the men here as they try to upset Baylor while the ladies try to sweep, a rare sweep, on the road in Waco. So it's a that Baylor, that's not the first time we've seen both of these teams play the same opponent as well. But Nigel Pack, another big game for him over the weekend. Last weekend, he was selected the Big Phillips 66 Big 12 Player of the Week for the second time this season after he posted back-to-back 20-point performances in a pair of wins last weekend, which is, again, huge for this basketball team. You had to at least go 2-0, which you did there against Oklahoma State, which he hit the game winner against the Cowboys with 2.2 seconds left, and then continues his streak. His really, I shouldn't say streaky, that's a bad word. He's really outstanding play for the last couple weeks. And he did it again against TCU there as well. Pack is the first Wildcat to win multiple Player of the Week honors in the same season, more than seven seasons. You got to go back to Nino Williams. Won it twice during the 2014 and 15 seasons as well. Pack also won the weekly accolade Yeah, back January 24th after his career high 35 put down against KU, which really honestly should have won that game. There with that, where you get 35 points for your main man, the way that we're shooting the ball against KU there, KU had no answer for him there, and you blow that lead there. So again, Nigel Pack has been outstanding. For the last week against the two opponents, Pack averaged 21 points, almost 60% shooting, including 53, almost 54% shooting from three, along with almost four rebounds, four steals, and 2.5 assists in 36.5 minutes. They're helping K-State post consecutive wins over Oklahoma State again. Oklahoma State, 71-68, that game, he hit the game winner. And then he hit multiple big-time shots against TCU over the weekend, last weekend, 75-63 against the Horned Frogs there. 22 points against the Cowboys again. One more time, he hit the game winner with 2.2 seconds left, and then he followed that back up with a 20-point performance against TCU. I'm telling you, we've said it all along in the spring semester of the podcast here between myself and Alex. You know what you're going to get. Very, very consistent player. 15 to 20 points from Nigel Pack. You get that every night, and then you get, of course, the four. If you get help from outside of Smith and Noel McGurl, if I remember stated correctly, he was in double figures. Mike McGurl came alive finally against TCU. You got to have him. So you have your X factor, McGurl, and Davion Bradford. I think had 7 points in the game against TCU last Saturday as well. So you get four of the five starters, right? Get double digits. You're gonna be right there in shape for a win, or should it be in shape for a win if you get that much help. I mean, that's a rarity for K-State starting lineup for Bruce Weber. Seeing we see the most out of the starters double digits three at least a few times in this Big 12 season, the conference season anyways, but this is the first time I think we've seen it. Four of the five starters. I can probably think of one other time, maybe Texas Tech, maybe earlier last month. They might have put that same spot up with an upset win there as well. So, yeah, I mean, you get that type of scoring, you should, from a Bruce Weber team, you should be in good shape for a win. So this is really good. Nigel Pack is just the eighth Wildcat to earn Player of the Week honors at least twice in the same season. He joins a list. Jeremiah Massey, I don't really know him, from the 2004-05 season. Then I get to names that I do know since I've been here in the state of Kansas. Michael Beasley, Dennis Clemente, Jacob Pullum. We mentioned him, episode 85 of the podcast. Jamar Samuels, Rodney Magruder, my junior senior year, Magruder was huge. Turning the player that he was, and Nino Williams, also on that list as well. And this is, I think, is the 16th under head coach Bruce Weber's award, anyways. Third weekly honor for the Wildcats this year. Of course, Mark Smith had the big game against Oklahoma, so that's the third time this year that a individual K-State men's basketball player has earned those honors. As I'm trying to do two things at the same time here, as I backtrack just a little bit. Yeah, that's not what I want. I don't want Baylor KU. There is K-State TCU. So K-State getting a little bit of breathing room when it comes to the record. They're 12-10 now, heading into that matchup with Baylor tomorrow night in Bramlage. And oh boy, with a win like that over Baylor would be humongous. We thought that the week of the Texas Tech Texas sweep would be a huge turnaround. It was not. You'd be getting good play, but on the side, 10% of that, lackadaisical, and you would think, by now this team, all those missed opportunities, they would sit with a better conference record. We could be talking about something else better. In a bigger perspective for this basketball team. Instead, we're talking about this team trying to make up ground and try to get some momentum. And if they can get this game tomorrow night against Scott Drew's bunch, the defending national champions, which they really play. They play bad. They play bad on the road. So that's, again, what do I like to say on this podcast when it comes to momentum? Build those blocks, right? So Nigel Pack being honored for the second straight week with the Player of the Week in the Big 12. You got him, Mark Smith. If they can pull that type of performance together like they did against KU, but instead of blowing a lead, put it all together for two complete halves of basketball, you're giving yourself a chance to knock off Baylor. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. But yes, folks, K-State Nation, long answer short, Nigel Pack honored again, Big 12 Player of the Week for the second time in the 2021-22 campaign. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. Apple, Google, Spotify, Audioboom, and a few more outlets out there. Again, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. You've been listening for the last couple of weeks or since the new year rolled around. Spread the word. We appreciate you guys so much, K-State Nation. The numbers have been steadily rising every day. It's been quite a surprise because a little bit there, we were getting little here, little there, but recently, the recent activity, really since late football season, we've seen the numbers spike up consistently, and that's because of you guys as well. So definitely, if you're not on board now, you better hop on board to the Pro Project Podcast. We try to cover everything K-State. That's going to do it for right now. Appreciate y'all. Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!